No, the other day I really had to take a poo. And so I sat on the toilet and I put my computer on my lap because I was in the middle of a really good flow. And I ended up sitting there for like 20 minutes. And it was really great. It felt like a nice change of pace.
Yeah.
I sent a lot of emails and it's so fun to be like, I just emailed you from the toilet.
Yeah.
Did you say that in the email?
I should have.
From the toilet.
No.
With warmth from the toilet.
I have a really good That's bidet.
I hope this email finds you also pooping.
Speaking of bidets, welcome to Queers on Dice, the queerest podcast this side of the Milky Way galaxy. I am your GM, Aris Throttle, and with me, as always, are the incredible space tour guides of your dreams, of the stars, of the realities beyond. We're so queer that we've actually invented the perfect bidet. It has special sensors, but not vision, because you don't want to be recording your nether regions. And it just like
identifies. Okay.
It's got eyes for those that need them.
That's good.
And it just... just shoots where that gets the liquids where it needs to go.
Ew.
Targeted precision.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, targeted positioning. All of the technology that goes into like the military, we just put it in bidets.
And honestly, a better use for it too.
Truly.
Yeah.
With me as always are the incredible, beautiful space tour guides of the dreams of your stars. Starting with...
Hello. I'm Major Hammy, and I play Jen of three today. I don't know why.
Oh, feeling
spicy. And, did we have a question?
Oh.
Yeah, what's our question?
Ooh, what is the question? What's been your character's favorite moment on the journey so far, and why?
I think it is... a moment encompassed by many moments.
This is such a pageant I know. Queen answer.
just all the time, I've had a lot of moments where I have absolutely zero clue what the fuck I'm doing, but something goes right or I did the right thing, even if it's on accident. And just learning and having those, aha, wait, I think I got it.
Yes.
And contributing to the team and feeling some semblance of understanding.
Yes.
Has been really cool.
It is very cool to see you like in combat. You're like in the later combats too, where you're like, oh yeah, and then I'll do this thing to add more dice to the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and y'all helping me with that stuff. It's just been super.
And those glowing dragon wings of protection.
Oh my God.
Come sickening. On.
Yeah, you've actually come in clutch, like stopping attacks with those a lot.
But that's been so. I didn't think that I would be that helpful. Or oftentimes I sit here and I'm like, what's happening? Where are we? I don't know how to be supportive in my head. So when I am supportive, that's so cool. Like for the good of, like, in the team sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And when I roll natural 20s, it gives me a juice boost like no other.
Absolutely.
I feel like you roll a lot.
And I do. It's exciting.
You do. So much coffee.
Coffee.
Hi, I'm Lisa Frankenstein, and I play Peek, the tiefling warlock. And Peek's favorite part was probably when she battled that one dude that was really powerful and won and almost died.
Oh, Gandar.
That was epic.
No, the cult leader.
Herself.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And used mirror image.
Fucking
that was very cool.
I was so scared.
Yeah.
But you did so good. You handled that perfectly.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think I had just gotten mirror image too. And I was like,
clutch use of it. Too.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Nick and I play Flandel, the plasmoid barbarian. And this is related to that too, because I think Flandel's like one of his favorite moments was when he and Jen took on Am at the same.
Yeah,
it's just like very cool, like cinematically, like in a, Nick's perspective, like it's very cool cinematically having those two fights happen, and it was like Jen and Flandel just like wrecking this guy, and it was very cool.
It was pretty sick.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Loved it.
It was good.
What about you?
Oh, Serica with the egg rolls. That's a highlight.
Oh my God.
For sure.
So funny. People just drop because she's like, no, 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 no.
I just didn't anticipate that at all.
Yeah. The Dragonborns are funny, for sure. My name's Aerith Throttle. I am the game master for this show that we do together. Mm-hmm. And I have so many favorite moments. I listen to them so many times that it's hard to wander the wasteland of my mind and pick just one. But I think if I had to pick one, it's probably the weightlifting scene with Maximinus and Flandel and Azor, like kind of cutting in, being like, he doesn't know what he's doing. And just having Maximinus be like so proud and happy, and then Flandel do it so easily. And then he's like,
is this right? One-handed.
It like really encapsulated like the father, faux son dynamic in a way that's like, yeah, they both are getting something from this, but maybe they're realizing it's not great.
It's not right.
That seems very special to me.
Yeah.
But similarly, I thought that the Am and Az fight was crazy cool. I loved the banquet.
Oh, the banquet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the two episodes ago. That was very fun, and it felt like an action film.
Yeah.
With gay mind flayer love.
Yeah, the mind flayers being like, oh my God, like that was really cute.
Wait, what's going on here?
Wait, how have I never noticed your eyes?
the suckers on your tentacles are so
what am I feeling supple here?
How is your skin so soft?
Last time, the team had recovered the mind of Andul and thinking it right to return this essentially eldritch homing beacon to Iona, they summoned her and entered the space and shrewdly negotiated just a little bit more help as they try and return to their home. And after receiving some deeper boons, they returned the brain, and thus a new god, Gregor, was born. A little crystalline baby that Iona shielded them from the otherworldly beyond baby screams that babies do. And they're alive, which is great, thanks to Iona. However, treachery abound when Peek failed a charisma saving throw and was possessed by Hadar to cast a 9th level hellish rebuke on Iona, dealing, oh, I forgot the exact number, but it was
62. It's a lot of dice to add up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bad at math.
Same.
So upon that moment, everyone was ejected from the corpse of Andul, and Iona and them rushed off. And so now, with time to themselves, people were maybe a little nervous about Peek's lapse of ability to control their spellcasting. But Peek found a moment of solace with Jill, learned more about the predicament of Hearthspace and how they separated themselves from the rest of the Astral Sea by flipping themselves into the ethereal plane. Flandel discovered that he can learn a lot of information by touching the palm that's tinted a little bit pink onto other things like pillows to see how high the thread count is.
Yeah, Egyptian cotton.
Mm-hmm.
500.
And that's right. You really did just listen to the episode.
I did.
And then Hammy initiated DEFCON 5, which is a concept that she taught to Azor. Good. Along with the concept of security cameras everywhere except for the toilets.
Should have already had that. Just wanted to say.
You're right. In this fantasy world, I should have invented security.
You should have.
Good. This is good. This can only good can come from this.
Yeah. The surveillance state. However, in doing so and then putting Beam in charge, there's just a lot of things here. Putting Beam in charge, Beam noticed a strange room, unlike the other rooms that Azor just thought was a janitor's closet, but it wasn't. Upon investigating and walking in, Jen realized that it was a sword that was embedded into a plinth that was powering the entire ship. And upon removing it, all the lights shut off and a little frog man appeared into the silver of the sword and it asked,
Jen, what's going on?
Oh, that is a fantastic question. I'm stuck between feeling liberated from that very dramatic cinematic moment and feeling stressed because it's dark and I don't know what's happening. I touch the... Can I investigate it? I don't...
Sure, what do you want to know?
Can I get a light? I don't...
Can you get a light?
Yeah.
Do you say that out loud?
Yeah. Can I get a light?
Azor glows.
The sword. Now, not the ship.
Ah, yes.
Am I still in the room? I'm just trying to
orient. You're in the room. Everything
room still exists. It didn't totally change. Everything just went dark.
Yeah, it's really just the gentle pink glow of the astral sea that is kind of like lighting things around. So it almost looks like a dark sunset around.
Got it.
But
can I do a history check on this blade?
Yeah, let's see what that does.
I'm just trying to figure out the hell.
I mean, we know that he's 800 years old.
18.
18 total?
Yeah.
With an 18, the only history that's coming to you in this moment, because you really wouldn't have any knowledge per se, every instance of someone saying or asking, is Azor a weapon? Or like, that is a warship, that is a weapon, is suddenly very clear. And so with your history check, you've come across your fair share of magical items, and you can tell that this sword is a sentient weapon.
Damn.
And so it is a living sword, essentially. When plugged into that plinth, that's not just a simple plinth. It is actually something that integrates the sword into the rest of the ship, and that entity combined is what you know as Azor.
Great. Okay, I touch little froggy and I go, they're there. I'm not quite sure what's happening, but we are going to get backup reinforcements to figure this out. And I put the sword back.
As you aim for it, it's like, oh, I'm kind of a weird shape. Okay, let me, and he changes back into like a straight sword instead of what he was, which was like a question mark. And then like him getting the steel. And as it goes in, everything kind of like powers up again. And a little like hologram Azor froggy boy comes back up and he's like, oh, that was uncomfortable, but interesting. I still don't know what room we're in, but okay. We're here now. Are either of you two awake right now?
I think so.
Are you long resting or no?
I think we were all long resting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
this
think
was
but doing our asleep. Own activity. You're asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really do very much. I talked to Azor, which would have been before Azor.
While you were like putting your head on the pillow and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think I would also be asleep.
Okay, perfection. Jen steps out. Is she going to tell this to everyone? Yeah, she's going to tell this to everybody. Jen steps out of the closet and goes, we're going to figure this out, baby boo. And she claps, bim, bim. And Beam, you know, has been watching the security cameras. And she goes, new outfits, stat, we're in serious mode. And Beam is somehow going to get me a new outfit. Huh. And then she goes, Azor, I need you to sound a blaring alarm and I need my voice to go everywhere on the ship. Can you do that?
People are sleeping.
Exactly. We need to wake them up and alert them.
Oh, okay. And he.
Oh, wait. But not in Maxi Waxy's room. Can we make it so that Maxi Waxy does not hear a thing? Can you give him headphones? Really big, fluffy earbuffs.
Give me a persuasion check.
Play gentle rain sounds.
Fuck, that's the one. Okay, wait. This is a D&D question that I had that I looked up, but I didn't get a clear answer on. When you get a one, and it's a natural one, do you add your modifier to it or no?
Mm-mm. Not usually.
No, it's a critical fail.
Got it.
It's,
okay.
It's like how when you roll a nat 20, it's just really good. Right. You don't add anything.
That's what I thought, but there was some discourse on the internet that couldn't quite make a choice. It
could be like a homebrew, like some people do, but I think that's silly.
Technically, the way that we play is actually not rules as written. The way that everyone plays is technically wrong because skill checks, you don't crit on skill checks technically. Mm-hmm. And you can't like critically fail. Crits apply only to kind of attacks.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no one plays like that. That's not fun. So.
Right. There's more stakes if you roll one or a roll of 20. So.
Great. Okay. So well, I got a natural one.
It's a critical failure.
Oh, no.
Joy.
You choke on your spit.
So he just kind of goes like, I'll try, but I'm dealing with a lot.
For sure.
And so he produces like a megaphone kind of appears in this like metal alloy from the floor. And it looks like it's on, looks like a megaphone that's on a tiny little pole, like a mic stand. All right, here you go.
Beam Beam has now fetched Jen's all black outfit. And it's got, it's basically a really long Matrix trench coat with like.
I'm going to say.
You're taking that away.
Yes, because great. You instituted DEFCON 5. Beam Beam cannot leave the room.
But it could just be there. I know, I was taking liberties. Okay, forget it. I'll get my outfit later. All right.
We got to ground you a little bit here.
I'm taking on
it's
too much.
It's in the hopper. It's good.
Should not have opened with me alone.
I'm just establishing some like a little bit of a wall there.
Okay, great.
I can't wait for Trinity, Jen of Awe.
Follow the white rabbit.
You see that Beam Beam is just like pawing at the door, like.
Great. Okay, Jen goes.
Mayday! Mayday! We have a new development. Everyone rise! Everyone rise! To the She Bridge! To the She Bridge! This is a minor emergency. A minor emergency. Nobody is dying, but they could. Nobody is dying, but they could. Get your asses out here now. Thank you. Love, Jen.
On a critical fail, can everyone give me, including you, a Constitution saving throw?
No. Okay. 17.
13.
17.
Everyone who got a 15 or higher, which is everyone except Jen.
Oh, no.
You only take 4 points of damage.
Shit.
As the sound of the reverberations is not quite calibrated properly, and it's just blasting the entire ship, and you'd imagine anyone outside of the ship probably heard that too. And Jen, you take 8 points of damage as it's extra concentrated right by you.
Great. I deserve that.
Fire astral sea.
And then realizing that, oh gosh, I'm so sorry, she captain. I'm so sorry. Sorry.
Okay. Jen sneaky sneaks to the door,
mm-hmm,
and puts her ear up to listen to see if anybody is there, and then goes, psst, Azor, we can unlatch this door.
Okay, everyone's awake, but they're still locked in their rooms.
Oh, right, I did that to everyone. Okay, you can unlock everybody's rooms now, but don't tell them.
I didn't tell them they were locked.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. DEFCON 5 is hereby undone, and the like... All the lower doors are raised and everyone's able to do what they need to do. Peek and Flandel, you all took some damage waking up by that. What do you do?
Oh my God, what's going on? And Flandel like leaps out of bed, you know, just like in a wave of goo, and then reconstitutes himself and like puts on his uniform very quickly, grabs this like thick ass manual for like emergency situations and like tucks it under his arm, and then like tries to get out of the room and then realizes it's locked. Like a sheet of metal is just over it. And he's like, what is this? And then I guess as soon as he is like figuring that, it goes away. He's like, interesting. Okay. And then makes his way to the She Bridge.
She Bridge.
She Bridge.
Yeah, Peek is woken up and just clasps ears, screams, stumbles, and just can't, like, what? And then gets up and goes to the door. But is it, so it's just the, like, shunk. Like, so just, like, looks at the window, and then it goes up. Oh, no, okay. And then, like, runs to, yeah, runs to the bridge towards
Jim. Incredible. As the wall shunks up, you see that your companions have joined you on the She Bridge, along with Maximinus.
Fuck.
And Jill and Torin and that little hamster buddy that's just been there.
Oh, yeah.
Ham.
Ham, ham.
Yeah. Surprise. He's alive and thriving.
Okay. Everyone, in a organized single file line, please.
What is going on?
With your shoulder to shoulder. I will explain once everyone is in a single file line and I have some order. Shoulder to shoulder.
Are you dying?
No, everything is fine.
Oh my God. Flandel is upset.
Flandel is standing at attention. Highly rigid.
Maximinus stands next to you, shoulder to shoulder, Jen.
Jen turns to Max. You know what? Fine.
Without
We've
even
left
like
him out of a lot of stuff. He can stay, I guess.
I sit in a chair.
That's so peak.
Yeah, as you sit down, like Azor just knows this about you and like prepares a soft beanbag chair for you out of
I sit in a chair and I'm like rubbing my ears.
A little bit of blood coming out.
Maxi Waxy, this is She Captain time, so you are feel free to go next to everybody else and not me.
Oh, I heard it was a minor emergency.
Right, minor. She Captain deals with minor emergencies.
Oh, when does the major emergency happen?
I'll let you know when it's time for you to deal with it.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm dependable.
Oh, you're dependable. I love that. Well, I depend on you standing away from me.
Gotcha. I can do. And he goes and stands next to Flandel at attention.
Great. All right, team. I have some serious things I have just figured out on accident by being, how do you say, paranoid. And then, Jen, are all the screens still up?
Yeah, you haven't done anything with them. They're still there.
Great. She goes, look at this. See all of this? I have installed cameras. Well, Azor did, but I commanded for cameras to be installed everywhere. And I found, look at this.
That's
and
my room.
That's your room. Exactly. Okay. But look at this room.
That's the bathroom.
And you see that you've actually just been pointing kind of random because you weren't the one that found it. It was Beam Beam. And then Beam Beam comes up and points at where the actual one was. It's like, huh.
Thank you, dear. She smooches him on the head and continues. So this room, ignore the other ones. This is a new project for Azor. So we'll work on like privacy, blah, blah, blah. Any hoodle. This room. See it? It's a closet. It's empty. But look, if you look really, 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 really closely, it looks weird and off. And then I realize that room is right there. And she runs and puts her hand on the door handle. Right? Because it's still there.
Yeah. You had Azor move it there.
Great. Okay, I got worried that I lost the room. And then I found this. Ba, 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 and flies the door open.
And inside is a janitor's closet with a mop bucket and cleaning supplies and anything you need to make sure that the Azor is spick and span.
Wait.
Jen, I think you need to go to sleep.
The janitor's closet. One of my favorite rooms on
no,
the floor.
No, it had a thing in it. I shouldn't have put the sword back. Wait a minute. Azor.
Yeah?
Where is it? Where is you? Where is the sword? Where is it?
Jen, are you okay? I'm here.
No. Oh, this is super
frustrating. You're talking to me, right? Are you okay?
I am totally talking to you. But remember, like 5 minutes ago when we had that super intimate experience and I pulled something out of a plinth and you became it and it was in my hand and it was a sword? You're fucking kidding.
Jen, I don't know what a plinth is. Is that like a podium?
No, I made sure that I did not lose the sword. Fuck. What?
Well, this is the janitor's closet, and...
Can I roll for where is the sword?
Captain, if I may, sometimes in the diligence of our duties, especially in the high-stress situations that we've been under, you know, they can invade the dreams, and that may have... I mean, do you think maybe this is just a... crazy dream that you
I
had?
I wish I was dreaming. No, it was real and I know it. And she runs to the screens and starts rapidly searching for if it could possibly be in one of the other rooms.
Give me an investigation check.
Flandel glances over at Peek.
Really?
That's worryingly.
Yeah, and Peek's like...
Seven?
Yeah.
with a seven, you had so many security cameras installed that you can't possibly... find it. There's like seven of these rooms look the same, and you're wondering if some of these security cameras are actually just two cameras in the same room at different angles.
Because
Flandel's room is there twice, and new screens keep popping up because Azor is just like, gotta observe this one, gotta observe this one.
Did we record what did I give a recording function on these cameras? Did we record that whole thing that just happened?
Like a record?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Oh, God.
I go up to Jen. I'm like, hey. Let's go back to sleep. You haven't even slept, I don't think.
I have in my heart.
And then we will come back to She Captain Bridge and... figure this out.
But I found it. Did Serica, the lights went off. You never sleep.
Listen.
Did you see that?
If you found it once, you can find it again. If it's on the ship, it's not going
It was
anywhere.
In a closet. So what? Jen just starts crying. She lost it. She starts sobbing.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
It was going to be okay because I fixed it and now it can't find what I found.
It's been a lot. Azor, can you get like a tea or something? Like a chamomile, something calming, you know?
Yeah, from the wall comes this like delicate hand that has like little leaves on it, and then it presents a little teacup that has calming chamomile. Here you go, Jen.
Jen smells it and then dumps it on her head. And then wails.
A moment of confusion, a moment of what the fuckery has been had. And so you all move on and decide that it's now time to rest. We've all gained information. We all know something. Some of us can't necessarily prove it quite yet, but...
Some bullshit. I shouldn't have put it back. I knew it. Fuck.
Should have just stayed there forever.
Yeah.
Right in the dark.
I live here now in the darkness. Wonderful. So, you all have a long rest. You're able to sleep. And going into the next day, you all get your food, you get ready, and you reconvene in Shebridge, fully rested, all your spell slots.
Now Jen has her outfit on.
Yes. Wow. Can you describe your outfit?
It's a really, really long black shiny coat with the highest collar that goes all the way past her ears and black sunglasses.
With like no like ear holes.
No ear holes. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, full Trinity. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Is it just us, right? Is the rest of the crew there or
Torin and Jill are there. Max Minnis is not.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was an exciting past 24 hours. Listen, we're probably all feeling a little stressed right now, and that's okay. Really liking this new look, Jen.
Yeah, you look sick.
She Captain, it's very sleek.
Thank you.
You're welcome. He kind of looks in deference to Jen and then is like, with permission, I will begin this meeting.
You may lead.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, so we have decided that we need to stop Gandar, who's in pursuit of Andul. Yeah, of Iona and
New
Andul.
Yeah, Baby Blue.
Baby Blue. BB. So, how do we get to them?
I think I have a solution for that.
Oh my God, I forgot she's here.
Good to see you too. As I was continuing with research yesterday after Peek and I discussed, I really couldn't sleep. And so I just continued to figure out, like, how can we do this? And I think that through the attunement that I had via the scrying spell, I approximately know where Gandar is. And then she motions towards the orrery and starts it up. And in the orrery, as it lights up again, you are all able to ascertain a lot more information about these spaces than you could before. But there's one in particular that's just there. And she's like, here, it stopped moving. And I think that this is Gandar. And it's not in any specific wild space. I think he might have caught up.
Yeah.
And they're there now.
Okay. Wow. How quickly can we get there? Is it travel through the astral seas? That just, it takes a little bit of time, but we can...
Yeah, it would take us a little bit, but we can get there. Do we have a plan?
No.
Okay.
We do not.
Jen raises her hand.
Permission to speak.
Say granted.
Granted.
Landel's in training.
Yep. Granted.
I have found the ultimate murder weapon. I have found the ultimate way to destroy Gandar. And none of you believe me.
It's not that we...
It's here. I am telling you it is here.
Jen.
And I would like to be believed so that we could find it again so that I can help us save the day.
Jen.
Yes.
Put my hand on your hand. Say, I believe you.
Thank you. That's all I really wanted, honestly, is some validation. I don't like to put on this attitude, but I really have to get my point across sometimes. You know I'm a little cookie cuckoo, but I'm also the best.
No. Yeah,
yeah, we know that.
That's why I was saying, we just needed to sleep on it. Maybe something happened and we needed to give it a break. But like I said, if it's on the ship, it's not going anywhere.
It's Azor. That's what I'm telling you. You know how everybody's been like, ooh, Azor's a weapon. Azor's a weapon. And we're all like, okay, it's a ship. But if you want to call it that, sure. No, they're right. So I pulled a sword out of this thing and Azor like stopped being the ship and went into the sword.
Whoa.
I know.
That's so weird.
Very weird. And so I put it back to make the ship all go light again so that we could all like see and shit. And then I called all of you and then I opened the closet and I went to pull it out again and it wasn't there.
I have to say, I'm sorry. I need to take a little bit of this on. I didn't believe you last night. And now I do believe you, or at least I want to very badly. But I'm here and I'm open to this.
I mean,
it's just that if I may say, that casino, you know, it affected us in a lot of very strange ways. And I just noticed that, you seem to be under a lot of stress.
Who's your captain?
It's you. It's you, ma'am. Miss.
She.
And
Who gave you too much liberty and power?
It's you. And I will stop speaking now. I'm just worried about you. That's all I'm going to say.
You can be worried in your heart and in your mind. That's a beautiful place to worry.
Okay.
Lesson number 3,422.
Yep, logged.
I'm just concerned because you're now wearing black and not your normal.
It's serious.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we got that since you woke us up in, you know, middle of the night. We figured it was serious. I didn't quite understand what you were saying over the intercom, but yeah, it was very loud. So, you know, it's like one of those things where it's so loud it's hard to hear, but.
Yeah, a little distorted.
Yeah. But I mean, if it's a sword, then and it's, I mean, this ship. I mean, shouldn't we just keep the sword in the thing to keep Azur as a ship?
Yes, but what I'm saying is, if we take it out, I think it might have enough juice, enough power, enough papa to get Gandir.
Yeah, but if it's destroyed, how do we get home? Do we still have the clear bubble ship?
Yeah. Yeah, the...
Sick, let's find this sword.
Yes!
Jolly Roger.
Something else, just so that... this is something you all would just know, having been a part of a ship. The thing that makes it a ship, that makes it able to travel, is the Spelljammer helm.
Right.
And so the helm is there, regardless of the ship. It's just like... all the amenities, all of the
special stuff.
Weird, spooky things that you get to just do willy-nilly of having this
margarita
metal alloy.
Yeah.
That's Azor.
Great.
A room of bones for disposing of
Ah, yes.
Maybe the sword's in there.
I mean, they're all chicken bones, but they're bones.
But it's bones. Hey, just in good faith, Azor, can we initiate a diagnostic run? Maybe this will help.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. And it descends a helmet like last time.
Yeah. And this will just take a second. Put the helmet on.
I made you run do a wisdom saving throw last time, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's the same.
Oh, no.
11. It's better than 10.
It is better than 10. So do you think that's a good roll? Do you think?
Well, if it was a death saving throw, that'd be really good, right?
If it was a death saving, if you were dying, that's great.
Yeah.
Great. All right. This was not on my bingo card for the day. So as you go into this diagnostic... a rush of information comes into you again, because that last diagnostic check, I would say, wasn't successful, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a sense of like what was, you know, a jumble of memories, like images of the recent past and then of probably...
So as you're going in and you're concentrating, you can't quite get control over the rush of information that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You're used to it in the sense that you've done this before, so it's not going to hurt you.
Okay.
But having failed that check, give me a perception check with disadvantage.
Okay. Natural one.
Oh, no!
I rolled a one and a five, so it's not...
You take 5 points of psychic damage.
Do I really?
Sure.
Shit, okay.
I don't know.
You said I wasn't going to get damaged.
Well, then you rolled a one.
Fuck.
Your nose bleeds whatever type of blood Flandel has.
Yeah, it's just a darker blue.
Yeah.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
I love that movie.
And as you kind of come to you, the diagnostic is not effective.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ow.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's probably my fault.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I just think we didn't really, I didn't see anything. So it just, yeah. I was trying to see if maybe there was some, I don't know, record of what happened, but I didn't see it. I didn't see anything. just the bright, hot flash of pain.
Oh, God.
Yep. So it's good, though. We're good.
You're...
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I should... Maybe it would be helpful if I listened to where... I can listen for where Gandhar is, that world, that area, see if I hear things, yeah. Right? I think that would be maybe helpful right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, to know where we're stepping into, maybe. Yes. Yeah.
So as you tune into the, now that you know a location and Jill has given you some guidance there, you tune in and you just hear kind of like a crackle. And then you hear the deep sound of ligaments snapping and fight, almost as if things are moving very rapidly. You are getting the feeling that something dangerous is afoot as the body mass that is Gandhar as a disciple of Gore is transforming.
Great. So update situation is
worse
than
out?
We feared.
Oh, no.
rapidly not improving and going down the terrible path. Oh, I can't hear for where the sword is.
No, it's not that precise.
Great.
I discovered that this hand, and it moves up to just the front of my face, it gives me information about whatever it touches.
Oh, well, yeah. Why don't you just touch
Azor? Yeah, the wall. I did that. It gave me a lot of information. It's 800 years old, which is older than it should, you know, than it should be. I could touch it again. Maybe it'll give me an idea of where the room is.
Why don't you try touching the door?
Oh, sure, yeah. In the janitor room?
Yeah.
Like, go in the janitor room?
I mean, because you said it wasn't a closet before, right?
It was in that closet over there. That's why I had that closet moved here.
I'm going to bring back a mechanic that we haven't done in a while.
One where we check for where things are?
Yeah, let's roll for existence.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
As you all have slept, I don't even know if there's a door there.
Seven.
Shebridge is back to how it was before. So even the door to the janitor's closet isn't there.
I have lost the closet, I have lost the sword, and I have lost my wits.
No, yeah.
Well.
Okay, well, we can't count on the sword then. So what are we going to do about the avatar of that god? I mean, we could try and fight it.
You're talking about Gandhar, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about Gandhar.
Yeah, no, we just murder him.
Okay.
I feel like the sword is the key, not to go back to it or anything.
Yeah.
But I don't want to leave us in a dead end of trying to find this thing. But I genuinely feel like it could help.
I press my face to the wall for more information. Thinking very specifically, seeing though if I could like kind of like filter or direct my thoughts towards like the core.
Because what's your best mental stat?
Probably wisdom. Yeah.
Great. Give me a perception check with advantage.
2 18s. That's a 22.
Beautiful. DC was 20. So you are able to actually filter through all of this information. You were a little bit overwhelmed before, but now as certain tracks start to play again, you're like, no, fast forward.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just useless. And then you get to like a feeling of like what the current state is. In the design of this ship, the weapon core was actually meant to be hidden from itself. The ship must not be aware of its own nature.
Oopsie.
And so that's why you're surmising that that's why the ship has no memory of the fact that you pulled the sword. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's why it never understood why people would call it a weapon, because he's your friend. And that's just mean. So, yeah, he's just a little frog boy.
Okay.
But as you are parsing through this information, the other item is that the core can only be revealed to a person who is worthy.
Yeah!
So because you are all present, it was reconfigured so that you would not see it.
Oh.
Jen can only get to it alone.
God, that's so
Excalibur-y.
Because Jen is
recognized as she captain.
Oh my God.
By calling everyone there, she hid it from herself.
Wow.
Fool.
Well,
fool.
Well. I relay all this to Jen and to Peek. Mm. I think probably just the presence of other unworthy people, you know.
Worthy might have been the wrong word.
No, it's
fine. It's correct. Okay. It's correct. Keep
it. So if you'd like me to just leave right now so you can find the sword again.
Yeah, because
it's just you.
I can skedaddle. I can get out of here.
Yeah, I like how Flandel is so like has such confidence issues. It's like, it was probably me. It was, I'm probably the unworthy one.
If you'd like me to go off the ship, I can do that.
Oh, God. Just float into space. Yeah. To the ocean.
But you can also convey with that passing of the check, you can just tell Jen that all she has to do is ask for the closet while she's alone.
Mm-hmm.
And the room will appear.
Jen slowly turns her swivel chair to face the group and goes, I am the chosen one. Wait one moment here. Nobody leave. I must do this alone. And she stands up and dramatically walks out into the hallway.
Uh-huh. Oh my God. I lean over to Peek and I say, she's beginning to believe.
I'm like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then Jen, once the door closes, she like scurries and runs down the hallway.
We hear her little
little tear glistens.
And goes into just the next available room.
Yeah, the next available room is going to be Jill's room.
She walks in and goes, ew. Okay. Azor, pretty please give me my closet so I can be the bee's knees.
Jen, are you rhyming now?
I am, but I'm also making a request. I would like my closet, please, my special chosen one closet.
You just want to see the janitor's closet?
Yes, again. Please.
Okay, here you go. Then the door appears and it says janitor's closet.
I walk in.
It is the plinth with a hilt in the center, as described before.
If it wasn't, I was going to throw a tit away. Okay.
Lop it off. Toss it out.
Okay. So Jen picks up the sword.
Everything kind of powers down and there's just like a little pink glow. There's some lights, because you left the door open to the hallway. You do see a little bit of a glow of just like runner lights as well. And that's just nascent magical alloy energy that's kind of faintly glowing.
Hot. Jen struts back into the room with everybody in the She Captain's Bridge.
From your experience, the lights just shut off.
Yeah.
Oh, she's either found it or we're about to die.
Cool.
Your beanbag chair became instantly hard.
Oh.
It's just wood. Yeah.
I just stand up. I don't want to sit in that anymore.
Door flies open. Jen enters, sword in hand, looking fierce, and she goes, I've got it! I have found my closet and we are ready to fight. Oh, but I guess Azor can't move. No, he can move. It's a ship still.
You have to sit in the helm and drive.
Yeah.
You have to drive for the first time.
Oh, God.
Oh, well. All right.
Hi.
It's just the little frog on the...
Yeah, it's just there.
I told you.
Yeah, see? I believed you. Cool.
Shall we go kill him?
Yeah, I guess.
Are we ready?
Okay, yeah. So we just roll up and we say, don't do this. And then we hit him with a sword.
He's probably going to be aware that we're coming.
You were very powerful against him. I remember that when we were in that space, you were very powerful.
Yeah. I don't like him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
right.
Okay, so we might have Yeah, we might have enough.
Enough?
Do you think, I mean, that might be enough. We might be powerful enough, maybe. I don't know.
I think we're powerful enough, for sure. I think we can definitely get rid of him.
Do you think we could ask, maybe Tallow Cake would like to get in on this? Like, increase her ballad, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I flip open the phone that she gave me. and I'm sure to press the not the Tetris button.
The summon one.
Yeah, the summon, yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Great. So you press it and it's just a long pause. It's like something's happening and then suddenly you hear, oh, hi. Just stepping out of the shower. How are you?
Oh, wow. Kind of blushes a little bit.
Like a little pink projection of just like from like cleavage up is shown. And she, her hair is in a towel.
Ooh, you look good, Mama.
Peek also blushes.
I look away. I'm so sorry to bother you. If this is not a good time, then we could always, we could do this later. Just to let you know, you look amazing, by the way.
You're in my mirror, by the way. I hope you don't mind. And she's just like putting makeup on and like.
Wow. Flandel.
That's right.
Yes. Hi, here with Jen and Peek. We are going to go confront the avatar of Gore, an eldritch god.
Oh, congratulations. That sounds so fun. Yeah. I remember my god fighting days. Well...
Oh,
have fun.
We're just wondering if you...
just want to check in and say hi?
No, I was wondering...
We'd like support.
Do you want to help us?
Oh, well, no. Not particularly. Gods get mad when I step in, generally, and like, ooh, you know, natural order of things. If I set something off, then... The natural equilibrium tries to come back and get retribution against me, and always everything costs a price. You know. But that sounds so fun for you.
Any god fighting advice while we have you?
Seems like you're very, pretty good at that.
Oh, I wouldn't rob you of this new discovery.
No, please,
little buddies, we're always
rob me.
And this, like the pink little thing hologram, almost as if the mirror is no longer there, and it's. Pushes through and it just pinches your cheek and she's like, you're doing great. And like, is it a hologram or is it her? Now you're not sure if it's like, what's going on? And she's like, okay, well, I thought we were going to have girl talk, but this is fun too, I guess. And is she kind of like coyly like turns her head away and then flips it back up. And when she does... She appears in front of you fully clothed in all pink, and her hair is this like beautiful, rich chestnut color with like waves. It's a little wet, but as she kind of like wipes it away, it's dry again. She's like, I don't typically rush that, but it's always fun to primp and preen. But we're just here to have fun. Okay, so girl talk or god talk? What are we doing again?
Girl god talk. Talk about God with girl.
God talk. Girl.
Hey.
Oh,
trying
that's
it out.
Fun. Okay. Well, if you want advice, don't. It's very dangerous.
Oh.
Okay.
What if he wants to kill us, though?
And fuck up the general order of things as a whole.
Yeah, he's literally trying to take over everything.
Sorry, which god is this again?
Gore.
It's not ringing a bell.
He's the brother of Andul and Hadar.
Oh, okay, that's sounding familiar. Yeah. It's new related. Yeah. The Eldritch stuff, you don't want to mess with it. It's from another cosmos, like... They don't play by our rules, which if that god actually wanted you dead, you wouldn't be here. So,
okay,
it's not. Did you say an avatar?
Yeah, I think this is like an something that is...
Is it an avatar or a disciple? They're very different things.
Oh, no, I don't know.
I mean, we are unclear at this moment.
But we know that its powers are channeled through this individual.
Through a person that was alive at some point?
Yeah. Correct.
Disciple.
Oh,
okay,
fuck.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. Very different. Thank God. Avatars are like an awakened version of that god made present and manifest within our space.
Okay.
That's a different beast entirely. I don't really want to deal with that, you know. But if it's a disciple, disciples can be killed.
Just pure...
Just the
bada bing, bada boom.
Fashion way.
Well, it depends on how synced they are with their god. The more synced they are, the more powerful that they are, and the more difficult they are to bring down. I don't think I know what happens when they fully sync, but a disciple exists within our world to enact the will of that god somehow, through either forceful takeover or through gifts and power that is granted to that disciple in order to nudge them in that direction.
I glance over at Peak surreptitiously. It looks like this.
Nick's eyes just went so wide.
It's like that hamster gif, you know?
the squirrel?
The snap too. Oh, the groundhog. That's what it is. Yeah.
the space hamster also looks like that.
That's right.
Jen pulls out the sword and goes, "Would this help?"
Yeah, any weapon will help, my dear.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think she knows.
I thought I would get like extra praise for this one. It speaks. Look.
Hey. she goes, "It's a very nice sentient weapon, my dear."
Okay. Jen goes.
Is this your first sentient weapon?
Jen just goes and sits back in her she captain chair.
Well, this is clearly not girl talk.
Sorry, we've just had a pretty rough, you know, it's tensions are high. We really appreciate you stopping by, giving us some tips. If there's anything else you can, we don't want to take up too much of your time, but if there's anything else you could do, like, I don't know, grant us just a shred of your godlike powers or something. I don't know.
Godlike? What do you think I am? I'm just a good time gal.
Okay.
You're the best time gal.
That's right. Well, I'm not technically even here right now.
Oh, okay.
This is like the spell that answers, and then I'm going to go back to Tallow Cake and give her the lowdown when she's actually ready.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Ta-ta.
Okay. Bye.
Did you have something else? Hope you didn't.
That's fine. I think we had pretty much exhausted that. Okay.
Murder? That's not a good way to put it. Sorry. Yeah. Let me rephrase that. Boop, boop, boop. Cut that.
Neutralize is what's in the handbook. Yeah. Okay. Neutralize then.
Eviscerate.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's go get rid of him. We should bring
everyone.
Warren and Jill and all them, whether they want to or not. I know that they had a hard time before, but they need to help us because we've been helping them. So
yeah. I wonder if there's a way that we could like just get there and like be unseen for a second, just to give us some kind of like, you know, advantage.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna lay of the land, figure out how we can help.
I might have something. Hold on.
Azor, can you, is there like a...
Azor's in my hand.
Oh, right.
Torin kind of speaks up and goes, sounds like if they're mid-fight, this is probably the best time to strike because they're distracted, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
So they probably won't notice us coming up.
Yeah.
I say we go for it.
Where I see it, you can either watch the two bears fight it out and take on the winner, or you jump in the middle to hope to influence who the right one should win is.
Of all of it, I think that we should just go after Gandar, because Gandar seems to be like trying to suffocate worlds.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably there was a very good reason why he was contained inside of a giant asteroid at some point. So Yeah.
Right. I mean, the other two gods, I mean, one of them was dead, but I mean, Hadar hasn't been doing anything, really. Mm. As far as I know, except for giving me some sick power.
Yeah, you're just cool.
That's what we'll call it.
Hadar is not like other gods.
No.
He's a cool god.
Peek, do you feel like yourself? I mean, that was just a very weird moment that happened with Iona and Avi. I mean, I don't, it just very.
No, what's your question?
Well, I'm just wondering if you're, you know, in control.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay.
I mean, as in control as I can be. I don't know what happened back there. Something came for me and I, as my ancestry, if something hurts us, we fire back automatically. I think it was just a reflex.
Okay.
Which happens sometimes.
Got it. Yes. I remember it happened to Gersey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right.
Give a thumbs up.
Everything is okay.
Shall I drive to possible doom? Are we ready?
I think we're ready.
And while I drive, maybe we can take inventory, stock of all the tool, everything that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whip at this motherfucker.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sure.
Do we have stats for the sword?
No, if I touch it.
Oh.
Does it? I mean, I might just get the same information, but I go over and it shifts to my, on my actual like hand stub, and I just sort of like touch the, if it's okay.
Yeah.
Can I touch the sword?
Yes.
Okay. I do it.
Boop.
just sort of boop.
Yeah, I did give you this like weird history thing.
Yeah. Pokedex me.
It's Pikachu.
Great.
Oops.
I'm trying to think real quick. Cool. So you pick it up and you're starting to get the stream of consciousness information per normal. This sword is the sword of Azor the Destroyer, and it was a world-ending weapon that wreaked havoc across the multiple wild spaces until eventually the war leader himself was defeated. The sword is a sentient weapon that possesses the will of those who possess it. So if it is possessed by someone that is of ill intent, it becomes ill-formed. If it's possessed by someone that is well-meaning, it takes on a sweet little form. And as the sword gains more and more sentience, it starts to take shape. This sword has been modified since its original ownership and was in-tuned and designed for Hearthspace by none other than Gersey, the artificer ship extraordinaire, as an experimental warship turned into this. No one was able to quite attune with Azor in a super easy manner, and so he was relegated to Pristine Ventures' space tour fleet. The sword can expand and change with whatever is needed. The sword is functionally a +3 weapon, and it has other abilities as needed within combat.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I relay all this information. Yeah.
Roll to see how good you do.
Do I know all those words?
Roll for communication.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, well, it's hard to attune to, but if you can, I mean, it deems you worthy. So as long as you are well-intentioned.
Are you worried that I'm not well-intentioned?
No, I trust you both.
Is it my new outfit?
It is, I mean, it's sort of like a darker, kind of like cyberpunky kind of, but it's giving intimidating.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Rawr.
Jen, I'll be real with you. You were intimidating before the black fit.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That means like the world to me.
Oh, yeah.
Should we go attack this motherfucker?
Yeah, let's go sneak upon him and Punch him in the butt.
Yes, punch.
And see if you can attune to it, because I think it'll give you, if you can,
yeah,
it will give
Wait,
you...
Wait, am I not already attuned to it? By holding it and being chosen?
I don't really know how magic stuff works.
I don't. I think you... I think you got to focus with it, don't you?
You're more attuned to it than anyone has been attuned to it in the past several hundred years.
Hot.
Whoa.
Could I be more attuned to it?
Yes, you could.
Great.
Yeah. Just while you're driving. And just hang out with it.
Well, I'm... Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll drive up. Now I actually have to drive, though. Yeah. So I don't know if that's going to work.
I mean, just, you know, ask it questions like, what's its favorite color? What is it like?
Yeah.
As of right now, it is a +3 weapon for you, and that is it.
Great. Can someone else drive? Can he, Captain, drive?
This wonderful little hierarchy that you made only mattered in ordering Azor around.
Oh.
You are now just people on a ship together, and how you navigate that is whatever you feel.
Why don't you...
Can somebody else drive? I don't think it's safe to drive and attune at the same time. That
Absolutely.
Feels dangerous.
I think anybody...
Yeah, driving is actually really hard.
Yeah. Flandel, why don't you drive?
That feels right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You honestly know more about ships than, like...
Everybody.
Well, all right. I have read the drive manual several times. Maybe I should just go get it and just review some of the finer points of it.
I think you've got it.
Okay, all right. And I
believe in yourself.
Okay. And I sit in the seat.
The space jammer
helm. I sit in the space jammer helm.
You tuned to the space jammer.
Yeah.
So the spell jammer helm.
Yeah. Spell
space
jammer.
Space
jammer. Space jammer.
We know where
Everybody
we
get
are.
Up and turn the jam.
Space jam.
Wonderful. You tune to the helm. In the astral sea, you just kind of like move with thought. So as you concentrate on where you want to go, you start zooming and you are there kind of before you know it.
I'm attuning while that happened. Is that allowed? Is that not enough time? Does it have to be a...
We are measuring it in terms of synchronization.
Got it.
And it is not a question of time. It's a question of emotional closeness.
Oh, so I do have to ask a question.
Yeah, like what's your favorite color?
Okay, so Jen's in the corner on a date with the sword.
You have to share of yourself too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I like scoot a little table over with the two wooden bean bags and like put a little candle.
She's whispering her deepest secrets. She goes, okay, one time I found this ladybug and I really enjoy it. Wait, no, ladybugs don't. I'm stressed. Okay.
So it's like,
okay, one time there was this bug lady and I think she was the first love of my life. But I could not be with her because I had to murder her father because, you know, my job, and it was very scary, and I regret nothing in life, but I do regret that.
Sometimes I feel bad about all the people I killed.
That's real. And it's technically, like, not your fault, I bet. That's a deep wound that you, like, hold onto and carry throughout your days.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I've never felt more like myself than I have been as this ship.
Oh, that is lovely, and I am so glad. I just want you to know you are heard, you are seen, you are adored, and you are supported. And you should be able to be this ship as long as you want. I noticed that you love to get really creative. You're really good at, like, architecture.
Yeah, I'm better. I can do more things than just hurt things. I can make stuff too.
And you know what? Whatever happens after this, I just wanted to say I will do my best to make sure that you can continue out your artistic endeavors and you don't have to constantly be like in battle.
Yeah, I know you need me to fight again, and I'll do my best.
But honestly, it's partially for the longevity and safety of all of us, because otherwise we'll be stuck here, and then we won't be able to create and have fun, you know.
Great. Well, I'm ready.
Oh, shit.
I'm ready.
Also, all of this stays between us. This was a private conversation. If anybody knows that, my reputation will be ruined, and people will know I'm a big softy.
She captain's honor.
And I, like, chest bump the dull side of the sword.
It stabs in you.
Roll an attack on yourself.
Blood. I was going back there.
I'm feasting on Jen's blood.
No!
You're very attuned.
Attuned to this. Can I have heard any of that?
Sure. Make a perception check.
14.
No.
Fuck.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Damn it.
I think I'll also do a perception.
But... Great.
So nosy.
17.
Yeah, you heard.
I don't like that.
I don't. I pretend like I didn't hear anything.
I imagine Peaks just like playing waiter while that while this is going on, like pouring a little bit of wine.
Yeah, I'm like, I show the bottle, pour a little bit, swirl it, wait for the nod, and then, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Very good, very good.
Our special cheese today is Parmesan. I don't know where I'm going to get this cheese because Azur is literally sitting right there. But I do have a grater and this block of wood.
Yeah, it's hard to eat, hard to do things because you're so used to being pampered by this.
Well,
I could plug it back in.
I have a history of just being, you know, doing things like this. So I'm like, oh, I fall right in. Like I've done this kind of job before.
So as you all are ready, you're there before you kind of realize, and as you're pulling up, you see that it is once again, you see the corpse of Andul. And it's weird, though, because some of the pools, instead of being that pale silver that are kind of in this almost giant honeycomb-esque body, some of those pools of silver are brilliant, bright, glowing blue, kind of like Gem Baby, Andul too. Other pools are that red, that burning red, like a lake of fire. And where those two meet, it's this kind of, it almost looks like purple electricity kind of like between the two of them.
Oh.
And it's just every hole is filled with a different color as it looks like this is a domain, a space of a god that is at war.
Whoa.
Wow.
All right. There it is. Are we ready? I guess I just drive this in.
I would do an outfit change, but we don't have time.
We don't have time. I was thinking about one too. I just kind of wanted to get on your level, but I don't think we have time.
Nope.
I think this is it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to make sure that everyone is clear, because I will take this into this fight. You have spent time and alerted Tallowcake that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You've gathered all the allies of the ship, of which you accumulated Torin and Jill.
Sarika?
And Sarika.
Should we have Ximenes join us too?
Oh, yeah.
That feels like too much for you, but as a...
You can.
I mean, he's been working out.
He is. He's, yeah.
Honestly, if there's ever a time to throw his chaos into the ring, and you know I'm always down to have a sacrifice, I think now is the moment.
I feel like he's the type of guy to like suddenly be like 1,000 HP, and he's like, what's up?
He was the strongest character all along.
Right.
I'm level 20.
Yeah. Just a level 20 fighter.
Yeah.
And somehow all of my spells are 5,000.
Cool. So as you're entering into this godly battle, those are the allies that you have accumulated in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can I hand somebody the luck blade?
You're the only one that fights with swords.
Oh, so I can just... I'm just going to hold two then. Great. I wield two swords. Is that allowed?
You'll see. Mechanically, I think that's a good idea.
Great.
But your instincts are right. Mechanically speaking, dual wielding, if you're not trained in it, is hard and bad.
Oh my God, that's a whole thing. Goodness gracious.
But don't worry about it.
Okay.
Your instincts are right. Azor's fun.
Okay.
You'll see.
Great.
Yeah, your instincts are right.
Yeah. Yeah, before we go in, I mean, are we missing anything? Like, we could contact Gerzy on the beeper and see if he has any insights. We don't have time for this, but we could go to Bobby and, trade our firstborn children for something. Probably, no, let's move.
I mean, she doesn't take, I don't, I mean... I don't remember stuff.
Yeah,
so,
I think
so true. Maybe.
Yeah. I take out the beeper and Gersey's beeper, and I beep him really quickly.
Oh. Flantel doing all of these calls really quick.
So just one. Hello.
Hello.
Going into this really serious battle, and I just want you to know.
I want you to know that.
You hear kind of like a. Like some like rock and death, yeah, death metal.
Yeah.
And you pick up, it's like, hey.
Oh, hi, Gersey. This is.
Oh, it's crazy here. Like, yeah, I just gotta tell you, this casino is lit right now. There are no rules. Everything's sick.
Wow. Like in a good way, right?
We're gambling on things even better than before.
Oh, cool.
It's great.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're happy because your happiness is what matters most to us.
Okay.
Sorry, Pristine Ventures. I'm just trying to shrug that off really quickly. We're about to fight a disciple of an eldritch god. Blech. Yeah. My thoughts exactly. Do you got any like tips for us or anything?
What do you mean an eldritch god? Like?
Yeah. Just a weird god. The darkness between the stars.
I don't mess with gods. Darkness between the stars. That sounds eldritch. You stay away from that stuff every time.
Yeah, people keep telling us to do that. Can't do that though.
What did you do with the brain? Did you do something stupid?
No, I think we did something pretty cool. You know, we gave it to an avatar of a god, and she gave birth to what looks like a godling, and
you created a new eldritch god with that? Why the fuck would you do that?
Because
we made a deal.
We kind of, we wanted to get back home.
Home to where?
Hearthspace. And
Hearthspace? You should have just talked to me.
Damn it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
I saw one of the ships and
they're one of my greatest customers.
Wow.
Okay. How do we get back to it?
Wait.
Oh, you just have to attune the ethereal regulator to the right frequency.
What's the right frequency?
61965513
Can you repeat that one more time?
No.
61965513 I got it.
Write that down.
I wrote it all down.
Sickening.
We're never gonna forget that number. I could also just go back to the but okay. Well yep.
Do you have an ethereal regulator?
I don't know. You know, it would have been really nice to have you take a look at Azor and figure out
Azor?
Yeah, that's our ship. I can't believe that didn't come up in conversation.
Azor is great. That's like the best thing I ever made. All the amenities possible. Who would have thought? Yeah. All that fighting just channeled into a cup of coffee. It's great.
Yeah. Well, now I also channeled it into the sword.
He can't see.
Into a sword.
it's a sword again.
Oh, you unplugged it.
I did.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't think that was possible.
I'm the chosen one.
Okay, well, good luck.
What does that mean?
I mean, it's destroyed many a world.
Good.
I mentioned that earlier. I think I maybe glossed over the world-destroying part of it.
I think it's about to destroy a god, so that's kind of great.
Yeah,
that's so fucking metal.
Yeah. It is. I'm so fucking metal. Mendel?
Metal.
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 Yeah. Metal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Metal.
Well, Gersey, so we don't want to keep you for very long, but
it's fine. They're actually gambling on how long this call lasts.
Sick.
Oh, wow. Wow, you're just really in it.
I'm raking it in.
Good. Proud of you. Okay, well, this might be the last time that we get a chance to chat, but it was really nice meeting you.
Oh, wait. So you're fighting a god. You have Azor. You have the frequency to get back to Hearthspace.
How do we plug in the frequency?
Oh, yeah, where is the, on the yeah, mechanics where's that, of this?
I'm sure that is...
Oh, the ethereal regulator?
Yeah.
And you see that your beeper vibrates a little bit, and there's like a little antenna that flips up, and he's like, yeah.
Sick.
It's the firmware is pretty gelatinous. I picked up a couple tricks from the plasmoid people to make it like a little bit configurable.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Appropriation, so. But that's fine. I don't say that.
You should.
He's like, let him know.
Let him know.
Well, I mean, like,
I'm just.
I give
just
credit. I give credit where credit's due.
It's just a cultural exchange. I appreciate that.
Great. Yeah. So that can function as an ethereal regulator for a vessel that you're on.
Amazing. Assuming we survive, probably should have just done this first thing. Assuming we survive, thank you so much.
Well, you have my axe, right?
Yeah.
She'll help you.
Oh, okay.
Just make sure that you push the button on the top before you go into battle.
That's a button?
It looks like a gem, but it's a button, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Thanks.
But before you go into battle,
I go into battle, yeah.
It's like opening an umbrella indoors. You don't want to do it.
Okay. Got it. So like right before.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, I guess, do you have any... What was your childhood like?
Oh, God.
Ta-ta!
No. I'll lose money! And you hang up.
What was your childhood like? He's trying to win more money.
Yeah. Nick, you are so smart.
Yeah, we gotta do this.
You were so smart for contacting him.
What else? Who else can we
contact?
You
see that
quickly?
One of the pools in there, one of the blue ones turns brilliant purple, and then it flashes red, and you see that more territory has been.
I look at Torin and Jill. I go, are you two ready?
I was born ready.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm ready too. We'll be fine.
Okay, great. Are
and they hold hands.
Wait.
Oh, hope you don't die.
It's just like a quick squeeze and then that's it.
Great. I look at Flandel and I go, are you ready?
Yeah. Sorry. Jen, I'm just so excited.
Okay. It's the culmination of an arc that's neither here nor there.
I go, hey. And I show my tattoo and I go, should we tattoo bump?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fam bam, thank you, ma'am. And then goes to hit them together. Boop. Let's get rid of Gandar. Hopefully Iona doesn't try to murder us. Wee.
Yeah.
I have one final thing to say.
Okay.
And it is mostly to Flandel and Peak. And it is like 50% less of that to everybody else. Except Serica, you're my bitch. I love you. You're one of the closest things I've had to a family since something happened to my family.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm appreciative of our journey and our time together. And I will do everything in my power to make sure that nothing happens to you two. Everyone else, I will do a good amount of things in my power to make sure that nothing happens to you. Serica, you're my bitch. I will die for you.
I love you too, Jen.
Okay. Jen goes boop and pokes Maxi Waxy's nose.
His little cat nose twitches and he's like, ooh.
Oh.
Wow, is something going on there?
No, absolutely fucking not.
A man and a woman can be friends, Flandel. This is an important thing of growth.
Understood.
Oh, right. No more mansplaining from Maxi.
I'm a dragon.
Let's go in.
All right.
Wonderful.
Full speed ahead.
Great. And so as the ship enters in, this is probably the first time where you weren't all invited in. And as everyone is entering, the space around you starts to feel distant. It's almost as if everything around you is stretching away from you. And if you reach out your arms are longer than they should be, but they can't quite reach whatever you're thinking. And I would like to understand from each person, if you could be anywhere else right now, where would your character want to be?
Jen wants to go home, and Jen never wants to go home. She has not felt this way since she was kind of booted out socially more than literally kicked out.
Yeah.
She's actually really, for once, you guys have opened up her heart. Ew. And she's genuinely concerned about people that she hasn't thought about in a long time. She's wondering about her Sarika, like chosen family folk that she has around. She kind of misses being around like badass bitch dragonborns. That's really fun for her. And she's really worried that she's never going to have a home to go back to again, actually.
Yeah.
Because she just has no clue what's happening. And home is an easy thing to keep in the distance of your, keep far back in your mind when you know it's an option and mm-hmm. available. But now that it could potentially not be an option, that's really making her sad and stressed out.
Yeah. In this moment, you come to, and there are crystal vision cameras all around you as you look into your hand, and it is an empty champagne glass, and in front of you is a real dragonborn of Vant that you've just thrown your drink into their face. You're home. Peak.
For Peak, there was one time where Peak got into a lot of trouble and needed to escape and hide out for a while and be safe. And so contacted, pretty sure it was Sarika. And Sarika hooked her up with this place that was in the middle of nowhere. And it was this really nice, like, unassuming little home.
Was it still on Mar, or was this an Ulthun?
I think it was Ulthun. This is like a little bit
after you left and you're kind of
figuring things out. And it's like, it was one of those places where on the outside it looks really like abandoned, when the inside is like fully furnished, beautiful, comfortable, armored, like everything you could need was there.
Maybe a little maximalist with like lots of pictures on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Cozy.
Just really nice. And it's like Peak can't stay anywhere for a long time, and definitely not there, because if you stayed like at that point, couldn't be found. And once she felt like she was safe enough and had a plan, she left. But that place was like the only time that she's really felt away and safe.
You come to, and it's like you had a deep sleep that you're emerging from in like the just luxurious fluffy blankets of that place as you wake up and you look around. And in walks Magenta with a tray of it looks like it's just breakfast food. It's like eggs and toast. And she's like, "Oh, good, you're awake." And Flandel.
What? What's happening?
So there is a portion of hearth space that the Kandori, the space whales, travel through regularly on their migration through the wild spaces and through the astral sea. And it is his favorite tour to give.
Aww.
Because he comes from this people that used to have a place, but now they don't have it anymore because of their planet is destroyed. And so he looks up at these like space whales, and he sees like a just like a kindred spirit. You know, they don't have a home, they travel all over the place, and he just looks at them and feels like peace.
Aww.
Yeah.
And kindredness.
And as you come to, you are in the middle of just open space. No suit, no nothing, but you can breathe.
Yeah.
You're kind of fine there. And as you are floating, almost like a kindredness of two Kandori floating together, this rather obstinately rotund plasmoid comes up and says, Little sun, it's quite the view from here.
It sure is, Dad. Oh, my sweet, sweet little cosmonauts, hold on to your butts, because we are hurtling faster than the speed of light towards this grand astral conflict between two eldritch gods. What is going to happen to our intrepid voyagers? I don't know, but it's probably going to be really thrilling. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Queers on Dice. If you liked what you heard, head on over to your podcast platform of choice. We're on all of them. And give us 5 stars. Tell your friends. Sing it from every rooftop, mountaintop, and karaoke bar. And if you want to further support our queer storytelling magic, head on over to patreon.com/queersondice, where you can get access to our Discord and exclusive content. We've got some pretty awesome things coming down the pipeline. You are not going to want to miss these. Trust me. You'll also get to join the Hollywood ranks of our current patrons with majestic monikers such as Corey, Zach, Kevin, Ryan, Osna, Axel, Chris, and Ube Milk Tea. Oh, wow. That felt good for me. Did it feel good for you? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Queers on Dice. And we'll see you soon. Ta-ta!
Papa, can you hear me?
Oh, my God.